read in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, reading from the first verse.
Glory to Christ our Savior.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 6 and 16 to 21. Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be seen, and your Father who sees in secret, he himself will reward you. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure themselves
so that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Do not lay up for yourself treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the Gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ our Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, friends. Please be seated. In the Jewish ascetic tradition, with all its phylacteries and prayer shawls, there's quite a bit of praying and reflecting happening, and it is encouraged. And then there's one of the almost forgotten traditions, and that is for everyone to carry two slips of paper in their pockets with the following two messages on them. On the first slip of paper is written, "I am only dust and ashes." And on the second slip of paper it is written, "The whole universe was created for me." And so on this Ash Wednesday 2021, dear friends, in this world of ours with all its boastfulness and its pomp and pride, maybe we need to hear this more now than ever before. Maybe you and I need to remember the first slip of paper that needs to be in our pockets. Dear friends, as we have done so many times up until today and will continue to do this day, when you and I will be marked on the forehead with the ashes of repentance. And maybe other times we need to remember that we are special and that we have been adopted as sons and daughters and heirs of God in Christ, that we are now not foreigners or not known to each other, but we are brothers and sisters. We are children of God. And as says, we have access to that wonderful, valid inheritance that He has promised each one of us as being His children. We need to know this morning that Jesus has forgiven us and has made us brothers and sisters in Him, and so we belong to God. And this is why we do also, dear friends, today receive the sacrament of God's love for us in Christ Jesus, when he sacrificially gave himself, his body and his blood, so that you and I can have a new life and life in abundance. And so we come again this morning in the tradition of Ash Wednesday, and we realize our struggles through the contradictions of life that we need to deal with. Sorrow and joy, repentance and forgiveness, humility and yet also joyful confidence. In other words, in the words of Scripture this morning, fasting and feasting. And you and I are reminded this morning that these are the poles around which our lives in Christ revolve through the year and through the liturgical year and calendar of our church. And dear friends, these are the things that should speak to our hearts and our minds and our souls in this season that we are entering today. These should, through the constant promptings, dear friends, of the Holy Spirit, convict and comfort. It should lead us into at least trying to live life that are holy and righteous. Life that will somehow reflect unto the world that we represent that spring of living water that was prepared for each one of us right at the beginning of time. This season, this time, starting this very day, should seek, dear friends, to animate within us the desire to be busy at work and yet quiet in our reflection, and as we seek the guidance and the will of God. It should be a time of doing, but also a time to rest, a time to save, and also a time to preserve. And friends, never more so than in the season of Lent for each one of us. This very season that we are specially called upon to remember the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made for each one of us on the cross. And at the Eucharist, we are meant to eat the bread of forgiveness and drink the wine of eternal life. And so we have to be reminded, friends, that we are just God, lowly servants in humility, but that we are also beloved children of God, and that we are also heirs of His joy. And so for the season of Lent 2021, we are called to a holy fast and to a holy feast. We are called, you and I, to be ambassadors for Christ through whom God is making His appeal this day. We are called upon, your friends, as the word says, to rend our hearts in the words of Job. Rend your hearts, not your garments. And so we come to fast and then we come to feast. We fast from the worries and the concerns of this world. And we feast on our trust in God for all we and our world may need this very day. We fast from our complaining and we feast on gratefulness for everything that God has entrusted unto us and for the wonderful way He continues to provide for us whatever we may need. We fast from the negatives and we feast this season and we affirm the positive in life. We fast, says the word of God, from relentless stresses. And we feast, we enjoy this as a time of unending prayer. We fast from enmity and feast on sensitivity. We fast from bitterness and we feast on forgiveness. We fast from self-concern and we feast on our compassion, dear friends, for others and for their needs. And so we are called upon to move out of the shadows of sorrow and to meet the sunlight of peacefulness. We are called upon to leave behind the gossip of this world and to simply enjoy the purposeful silence around us. We are called upon, me and you, to stop judging others and to begin to see Christ in them. Remind yourselves, dear friends, not to constantly focus on our differences, but to enjoy the unity of life. Allow God to bring me and you, as the Apostle Peter would say in his epistle, out of the darkness to enjoy the marvelous reality of His light in the season. And so this Lenten season that we enter today, I know how difficult it is, we go through the struggles of life, that's normal. But the word says, be not focused in this season on your illnesses and your health challenges, so that you can also enjoy the healing presence of God, so that you can enjoy the power of God at work in each one of us, continuing to renew and transform us as God would do. Let your hearts and minds not be polluted by the messages of the sinful world, friends, but let our hearts and minds be purified by words that edify, that build up, that affirm the good in each one of us. This Lenten season, do not be unhappy and unfulfilled. Be content, is the word of God, and be grateful. So what do? I cannot make any decision on anyone else's behalf but my own. We are called upon, dear friends, to take a fast from anger and maybe just to feast on cheerfulness, being happy, making this world a better place. Leave behind your personal anxiety and find the true benefit that you and I can get out of eternal truths in this world. Do not be discouraged by the struggles of life. No, it will always be there. But be hopeful with me that better will come, that there will be a positive change, that we will turn a corner this year, and that things will only get better. And if you and I are engaged in any form of fasting this season of Lent, let it be a fast from all the things that cause us depression and focus, dear friends, your energy on the things that will uplift, not just you, but others as well. If it is to be a fast and a feast, it ought to be a fast from weariness or fatigue. And it should be a feast of seeking opportunities, finding strength in Christ to do what is right. It should be a fast from distress and doubt. And it should be a feast of confidence, a feast of belief, and a feast of trust in the goodness of God that will carry us through. And so forget about all these things that weakens and build on the things that inspires. Forget about, this is easy to say, forget about all your problems and challenges. And instead, in the words of St. Paul, make known in prayer your needs to God. And Paul constantly reminds us about this. Because of the difficulty, Paul himself praying for a thorn in his flesh to be removed, and that never happened. And so, friends, here today again, maybe the words of St. John Chrysostom, and I quote, when he wrote concerning holy living and the fast that we should observe to help us, you and I, be more holy. And we're not perfect, and we're not angels, and we're not called to perfection. We are called to faithfulness. He says, and I quote, do you fast? Like Isaiah this morning, give me proof of it by your words. If you see a poor man, take pity on him. If you see a friend being honored, do not envy him. Do not let only your mouth fast, but also the eye and the ear and the feet and the hands and all the members of our bodies. Let the hands fast by being free of avarice. Let the feet fast by ceasing to run after sin. Let the eye fast by disciplining them not to glare at that which is sinful. Let the ear fast by not listening to evil talk and gossip. Let the mouth fast from foul words and unjust criticism. For what good is it if we abstain from birds and fishes, but bite and devour our brothers? And so, in the words of St. John Chrysostom, may he who came to the world to save sinners, may he strengthen us to complete the fast with humility. Have mercy on us and save us. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.